Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Born to Shine is a memoir and business-focused inspirational book by Kendra Scott, founder of the jewelry company that bears her name. It traces her path from a difficult childhood in Wisconsin to building a nationally recognized brand from modest beginnings in Austin, Texas. The book is not only a personal account of entrepreneurship, but also a reflection on purpose, resilience, and the role of generosity in business. Scott uses her own experience to examine how a company can grow without losing a people-centered culture, and how success can be measured by more than revenue or visibility. The title signals the book's central idea: a meaningful life is built through joy, authenticity, and doing good. Readers looking for a memoir that combines career lessons with personal values will find that the book situates business, family, and philanthropy within a single framework rather than treating them as separate pursuits. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from spare bedroom startup to national brand, the book also suggests that brand growth depends on staying close to customer experience. Scott's company became known for accessible design, personalization, and a store model that invited participation rather than passive buying. That approach helps explain why the memoir is more than a story of financial success. It shows how an early business decision can shape a company identity for years. Readers interested in entrepreneurship can use this as a reminder that product, service, and brand culture are tightly connected. Secondly, connection before transaction is a business philosophy. The theme also helps explain why the book stands out among entrepreneur memoirs. Many business stories focus on scale, financing, or market disruption. Scott instead places attention on emotional intelligence and mutual care. That gives the book a different center of gravity. The reader is invited to think about culture as an operating system, not a decorative value statement. In that sense, connection before transaction becomes a practical lens for leadership, as well as a personal ethic. Thirdly, turning vulnerability and imperfection into strength. The practical implication is that readers are encouraged to separate competence from flawless presentation. Scott suggests that many people delay action because they believe they must be fully ready or fully certain before beginning. By challenging that assumption, the memoir supports a more adaptive approach to personal and professional growth. The result is a book that speaks to anyone who has hesitated because of self-doubt, while still keeping its focus on concrete life choices rather than abstract encouragement. Fourthly, philanthropy as part of the business model, not an afterthought. The significance of this theme is that it offers a realistic form of purpose-driven business. The book does not suggest that philanthropy replaces commercial discipline. Instead, it argues that a healthy business can generate resources, relationships, and visibility that support public good. That is a more grounded argument than broad corporate virtue signaling. For readers, the lesson is that values become credible when they are built into structure, habits, and decision-making. Lastly, building a joyful life through work, family, and self-definition. This theme is also what gives the book its title and overall coherence. Born to Shine does not argue for perfection or constant productivity. It argues for intentional living. Readers who want a memoir that connects work with emotional well-being will find this especially relevant. The book is strongest when it shows that joy is not a reward after success, but a criterion for choosing what kind of success is worth pursuing in the first place. In conclusion, Born to Shine will appeal most to readers who want an entrepreneurial memoir that is also a practical reflection on values, leadership, and identity. It is well suited to aspiring founders, especially women navigating pressure to appear polished, and to readers interested in how a consumer brand can be built around culture as much as commerce. The book offers more than an origin story for a successful company. It provides a framework for thinking about connection, philanthropy, resilience, and the limits of conventional definitions of achievement. Its practical value lies in showing how small decisions about customer relationships, workplace culture, and personal boundaries can shape a larger business identity. Its intellectual value comes from challenging the idea that success must be separated from kindness or joy, compared with many memoirs in the business category. This one stands out because it places generosity and authenticity at the center of the story rather than treating them as side notes. That gives the book a distinct voice in the crowded field of founder narratives. If you would like to support Kendra Scott, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.